How do you measure your balls?
It's a little like egg shaped thing. No. And then it's both happening to your body. You stick your balls on the paper.
Wait, they have like an egg thing? Like one of those things that you put eggs in and like you like put them in the microwave?
No.
So you can put your balls in it and put it in the microwave?
No. It's like an oculometer. Just Google this testicle measure.
No, thanks.
So tell me, when did you do this?
Not recently.
Yesterday?
Actually, a few months ago. Alright, there it is. There's the picture. It's called a orchidometer. This drawing is life-size. Then you take out your balls. Take out your balls. You not squish them up, but you take them out. And you look. It's 18 milliliters the left one. And 18 the right one. All right. Now we put it down. And you zip up.
Are you measuring
your
balls right now?
And you put your seatbelt back on. And then it says, measuring testicle size. Doctor measures testicle size with a tool called an orchidometer. It is a set of egg-shaped. It's a set of egg-shaped wooden or plastic ovals. The ovals are strung together in a cord according to the size. Alright. We will continue after these messages. Okay. Anywho, continue on reading, Steve. Alright. The doctor holds the orchidometer on one hand and the patient's testicle on the other. The doctor slides the ovals through one hand, comparing the size that of the ovals through with one hand, comparing the size of that of the testicles in the other. The doctor sizes the testicle by choosing.
Does the doctor put his balls next to your balls, and you compare sizes?
No. Alright.
Oh, that's what it was sounding like.
The doctor sizes the testicle by choosing the oval that's closest to the testicle size and reading the number printed on the oval. The number on the oval shows the size in terms of its volume, how much it can hold. The volume is measured in 1 milliliter. It's measured in milliliters. Oval marked 1 is 1 milliliter. This is 1/5 of a teaspoon. The largest oval marked 25 is a volume of 25 milliliters. This is about 5 teaspoons. You probably won't have enough have a spare orchidometer lying around, so around the house, so you can get a rough idea of your size by comparing your testicles to the drawing. To the drawing of the orchidometer in this book. Which oval are you closest to? Size of each testicle. Don't worry if one is larger than the other. This is perfectly normal. In grown men, the right testicle is usually, but not always, larger than the left testicle. However, the left testicle hangs down lower. If your testicles are 4 milliliters or more in size, then this is a pretty reliable sign that puberty has started. If your testicles are 3 milliliters or less in size, you probably haven't started puberty. That's what it says.
Like Justin Brown.
Justin Brown has massive testicles the size of 10 houses.